Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming. You're listening to the Theater Talk. So in this episode, I'm going to, as you saw by the title, it says, let's raise each other up. So in this one, I'm going to be talking about how we can all support each other during difficult times, and how, if you guys saw the episode with Emily and Maddie, they said that we should lead with kindness. So I want to focus around that because I think definitely right now we are going through a lot of issues. Everybody really is, you know, from quarantine and everything that's just happening right now. I think we all do need to raise each other up, you know, like Kinky Boots, you know, the ending song, Raise You Up / Just Be. We do need to raise each other up and we do need to give each other confidence. So, let's get right into the episode. The first thing I want to talk about is you need to have confidence in yourself. But sometimes a lot of confidence is also really bad because it can feed your ego. Now, you don't want to have that, but you also need to believe in yourself. And again, going back to another past episode, we're going to reference some auditions here. You should never leave an audition room not feeling proud of yourself. Not because you're being brave enough to even step in to that casting room, to that audition. You are brave enough to just step in and put yourself out there to the world. Pitch yourself to show business. And having confidence in yourself definitely does give you good self-esteem, saying, you know, I may not get this part, but I know that I did my best. I know that more things will come in the future. And everything happens for a reason. Or at least I believe that. I know some people don't, but I believe that everything happens for a reason. So definitely confidence is something that you need. You need self-esteem. And you also need to be able to reflect your own confidence onto others to give them confidence. So you need to boost others up too in this business. In this business, being kind, again, being kind is something that could get you the job over talent. Casting directors aren't looking for the perfect model, the perfect person, perfect anyone. They're not looking for someone perfect. They want someone who they can work with. And people who are genuinely kind are going to be the easiest to work with. So you need to be able to give yourself time to relax, reflect on yourself, but then also be able to lift others up. So again, let's raise each other up. Let's be there for one another and let's support them in all that they do. Like, for example, let's say two best friends go into audition. One of them gets the part. The other one doesn't get cast. For example, you would need to be there for that friend. You need to be there because being in this business is really hard work and it takes so much gut and grit and soul and kindness. Again, kindness is everything in this industry. And so again, with that example, you need to be there for that friend. You need to be happy for them. You know, maybe they wanted a soprano who was African-American. A soprano was African-American. And let's say you were African-American, but you're an alto. Slight changes like that can sometimes get others the role. But again, we need to support each other. We need to be there. And we need to love each other. And we need to love ourselves as well. Now, in theater, there's a lot that goes into performing. You know, you have to be able to sing, dance, act. You need to be a triple threat. And sometimes, you know, you need to have other things. Sometimes, let's say for a certain role, you need to know how to roller skate. Then you have to be quadruple threat. But there's a lot of hard work that goes into this. I know I have never been on Broadway, but I've done so much community theater. And right now, I'm in what I like to call my training stage. I train here. I get the experience. I take dance lessons, I sing, and I act in theater, so right now I'm just really gaining experience. And if you're new to theater, that's good too. Join a big, loving community who will raise you up. And I'm saying this so many times, but really, let's be there and support each other. Now, for my next part, I would like to mention some amazing people who listen to the show. And I also want to say a couple more things. So, you guys have already met Emily and Maddie. Those two girls are amazing. And their theater history class is starting too, and I just would like to congratulate them on everything. I guess I'm really introduced to you guys because you guys already knew them. I don't know why I said introduce, but it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Mistakes are beautiful. Unless they're like really bad mistakes that you shouldn't be doing, but mistakes are beautiful. So congratulations to those two girls. And my two friends, Claire and Dean, are going to be starting a podcast called That One Podcast. Once their show is created and their first episode is coming out Friday. So by the time I post this episode, their first episode will be out. But I do want to say congrats to them too. They are amazing people. I've known them, I know Claire since I was in kindergarten, known Dean since we were in first grade. So definitely go check them out. They're dancers, so if you are a dancer out there, check them out. They are so funny, and they are nice and kind, so please go check them out. I'll link it in the description for this episode. You know what's funny is I feel like such a YouTuber saying that. I feel like, I'll leave the link in the description below. Like, I feel like such a YouTuber saying that, but I'm not. So that is true. I'll leave where you can go find them there. They also have an Instagram at that1.podcast, and it's not the number one. It is one spelled out. So go follow them. I posted a story that you guys should go check them out. They are amazing. So that's that. And if you do follow me on Instagram, then you will know I am starting a fundraiser. Now, I had asked about possible sticker merch, but one night I was planning them, and if you guys read the Instagram post, then you guys know this already, but one night I was planning this, and I was watching YouTube while doing this, and I came across this craft video. Yes, I do still watch these, but they were making friendship bracelets, and I was like, wow, those colors look just like, and I was like, those colors are the same ones on the Waitress album, and then I started thinking, I was like, what if I actually did musical themed bracelets? And a lot of Etsy shops do this, I know they do, but I really wanted mine to help out. Now, if you guys don't, so August is my birthday month, and usually for my birthday, I try and do something special for the community. I know in past years, I donated to the wildlife. I donated to wildlife. I helped save the turtles before the Visco girls kind of ruined it. But I donated there. And so I usually do something to go along with that with my birthday money. So I want to start up. So theater is something that I've been doing for a while, but it really fueled my passion now. So I have bracelets. Each bracelet will be themed after a musical, and proceeds will go to Broadway Care / Equity Fights AIDS and the Actors Fund. So please consider buying bracelets. By the time you guys hear this, there should be a way for you guys to buy them. I'll be posting the pictures of the bracelets on my Instagram. And yeah, I mean, this is something that I really am hoping that you guys like. I'll talk about it more later, but let's get into the next segment, Broadway news. Broadway news! Yeah, okay, so we're bringing that back from the first episode, but we're bringing that back. So, if you guys follow Broadway actors, or kind of just like, if you guys follow some of these Broadway actors on Instagram, then you'll know what's up. But for a while, they've been posting these black and white photos with mystery books, and then they posted black and white photos with props. Now, I know for the longest time, I was like, what are they doing? And they were all tagging it AK Pics. So, and then they were also tagging it hashtag what's in the soup. Yeah, exactly. So, when I said, yeah, exactly, you know, confused face, the confused emoji, that one. Yeah, that one. Okay. And so, they did finally release what it was. And they are making a musical that's kind of Clue. It's kind of like the game Clue. It's called A Killer Party. It stars Laura Osnes, Jeremy Jordan, Christina I can't say her last name. Alabado, I think that's how you say it. I can't say it. But, Drew Gehlig. And you guys, I am so excited for this. It's a virtual musical. You can pre-order the season now for $10 and watch the first episode right now. If not, you can wait till August 5th, which is now coming up a lot sooner, to watch the first episode. So I'm not going to give too much on it because you can just go on Instagram, search A Killer Party Musical, and they'll show all the trailers and stuff. And just by the way, Jeremy Jordan will be wearing a sparkly jacket for all of it, so that may influence you wanting to take a look at it. So that may influence you to watch it. Laura Osnes will be wearing a clown nose and a clown wig. Again, another amazing thing that's gonna happen in it. And so that's all that for Broadway news. I'm going to get back onto the topic of raising each other up. Now, during these difficult times, theater was something that was definitely stripped away. It went dark. And, you know, usually when you say it went dark, you mean like the show closed or something. No, this went dark. Everything I knew and loved was gone. Nothing really remained. And that's why things like these virtual musicals or virtual classes that you could take with Broadway stars is something that is good that came out of this. But also something that came out of it was my podcast. This podcast was the podcast. And I was listening to the Broadway Cast, which is a podcast by Playbill. And I thought, wow, wouldn't it be cool to have one of these? I started to get to work. I made a website. At first this was just going to be like a blog. Then it turned into this. And I really do just want to help the theater community and let's reconnect, you guys. Seriously, let's reconnect. And again, so many times I am saying this, but it is true. Let's raise each other up and let's stand side by side for one another. And again, with the fundraiser and my bracelets, that's what I want to do. I want to help these actors out here because they are getting hit very hard by this, as well as many, many people. I'm not saying that only actors are getting hit hard, but so many people are unemployed right now. And then Broadway Cares and Equity Fights AIDS, you know? Let's help them out too. Let's just stand side by side for one another. And I know it sounds like I'm a broken record, but really, truly, let's raise each other up. Let's be the Kinky Boots in life. Let's be Lola and Charlie. I was gonna say Nicola, but that doesn't really work. But, Let's be Lola and Charlie and all the queens out there. Like, let's be there for each other and let's raise each other up. Again, sound like a broken record, but that's okay. Okay, let's get more into the bracelets I was talking about. Again, by the time you guys hear this, a possible way to buy them will be out. But I am thinking of having packs, and because because we all love Josh Barrage, for example, we're just going to use him, because I am thinking of making a pack based on him. The pack will include a Cats musical bracelet, a Cats musical bracelet, a Newsies bracelet, and a Bronx Tale bracelet. So that's the Josh Barrage pack. And then, for example, if we were to do, like, wow, there's so many, but I can't get one off the top of my head. Gosh, okay. If we were to do, oh, gosh, okay. I am so sorry. If we were to do a Taylor Lautner pack, you know, we'll give her the Kinky Boots one. And if you guys didn't hear me, I said Taylor Lautner, because I kind of went quiet on that one. So, we'll give her the Kinky Boots one, the Mean Girls one, the Bring It On one. And so that's my plan. Along, you could just buy the bracelets by themselves. So, I don't really have much to say. I think right now it's just a time of reflection for all of us. And raising each other up and being kind and wearing a mask. Wearing a mask, be safe, and stay calm. We will get through this together. And I know this episode was another short one because I am planning all of this, and this might be how it is for the next episode too, but I am getting more interviews coming, more interviews, so that's a good thing. But thank you guys so, so much for listening. And buy a bracelet. Truly, please do. And one last time, let's raise each other up. So have an amazing day filled with some show tunes. And if we raise each other up, then we all go up. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.